And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Evangelist, author, powerful man of God, James Robison, joins us live to review his new book, Living Amazed. Now get this, this is a first on our show. James is going to actually hang around for this second segment also, because I'm going to get a chance to talk to him about how his ministry had such a profound impact on me. Then, when we're done with that, we're going to do a DDD called In Route, and we're going to close the show or the hour out with Get Off the Floor.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation, because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station, here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
In the words of A.W. Tozer, releasing things is as painful as pulling a jaw tooth. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Say amen if you find that true in your own life. We get so tied up in the earning of money to have things, the spending of money to ensure things, and then the wasting of time caring for and repairing things. So Tozer prayed this, "Father, I want to know thee, but my cowardly heart fears to give up its toys. Please root from my heart all those things which I have cherished so long, that thou mayest enter and dwell there without a rival." Isn't that a great prayer?
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. For those that do not know, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. That might help you stay current on things. The thrill of a lifetime in this concept. I've had the opportunity. I've been a Christian for almost 40 years, just shy of 40 years. And I've had different ministers and different ministries really have an impact on my life throughout that time, even though a lot of those ministers don't get a chance to know that. But the work that they're doing is stellar, and it has that wonderful ripple effect. James Robison is no stranger to my life. And when he hears the story in the next segment, what took place, he's going to go, wowzer. But let me tell you that he has written a book called Living Amazed, How Divine Encounters Can Change Your Life. James, are you there with us?
Yes, sir, David. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. It is absolutely my honor to have you on the show. I want you to get a chance to talk about the book. You know, I've gone through the book. I've read a large portion of it. I cannot tell you how much I remember and really enjoy the part of Milton Green, because I remember that when that was going on in your life and you first shared that story years and years ago. And I'd just like you to talk about the book a little bit and tell people what the idea was in writing the book and what you're hoping that they might connect to as they read the book.
Well, it's a joy to be with you, and I'm glad you share a pleasant memory that I have. Very grateful. I wrote the book because my life has been one filled with supernatural encounters that have seemingly affected other people's lives quite dramatically, and I say that with gratitude to God for his divine enabling grace and any gifting that he gives us. I was the product of a forced relationship, sexual relationship, on a 40-year-old hospice-type nurse caring for an elderly man who was raped by the alcoholic son and conceived. A doctor refused to abort, and I was born, and then lived in a foster home 5 years and 10 years in poverty. God called me to preach, and it was amazing. The shyest kid one could ever imagine called to preach in 3 days, preached my first message on a flatbed truck at a construction job with such authority that the whole place nearly shut down, and all the men working there just wanted to come to know Christ. That's all I did for the next weeks, is lead those men to Christ. Well, the ministry exploded, and greatly blessed. Millions of people coming to Christ, 20 million people attended the Crusades. But I left my devotion to the Lord. I left first love. Did not realize the damage that success can have, even on a sincere Christian. And I operated in the gift of the Spirit and gifts of the Spirit, but not in the fruit of the Spirit. And I began to be so defeated, filled with frustration, anger, lust, distracted, defeated, and I just didn't enjoy life. And I was just a prisoner in the promised land and experienced such defeat. I cried out to God, and miraculously, God heard my prayer and sent a carpet cleaner with 8th grade education, Milt Green, who had followed me and prayed for me for several years. He said he could tell I was tormented and distracted. He said, your mind is aflame with the flaming missiles of Satan's suggestions, accusations, and so forth. And he said, I wish I could pray for you. And I once made the statement, I humbled myself in front of a carpet cleaner, and God set me free. And someone rather sensitive to the Lord, someone I'd actually led to Christ, made the statement, if you'd humbled yourself in front of a carpet cleaner, you'd still be defeated. You humbled yourself in front of the carpenter of Nazareth, and he set you free. Well, that's really what happened. God just broke the yoke of oppression and filled me with joy. You talk about first love. It was return to first love. And the thing, David, that was so amazing is God lifted me above the walls and barriers that Christians have built between one another. The denominational sectarian walls have just had a damaging effect. While we claim we're defending the truth and guardians of the truth, we oftentimes function with the spirit of the Pharisees and defending the traditions of men, and we really fail to function as salt and light and have any kind of a profound effect on people around us, including the culture. And I began to preach to people everywhere. It was like the Lord spoke to me and said, you preach to the whole church and the whole earth and try to help the church get whole. And, David, that's what I've been doing. And I'm beginning to see some miraculous things happen in the lives of believers that is just quite amazing, for which I'm very grateful.
Now, I want people to know and tell me, you know, I want to make sure people understand. First of all, you're the host of Life Today, and they can connect to your show. But your book can be accessed by livingamazedbook.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, they can go on Amazon and order it immediately, and they can go to Barnes & Noble, any of the websites, and get it, or Living Amazed. But I wrote the book hoping that people would realize that those who are blessed are not privileged characters. Something has happened in our lives that in the commitment we made, we sold out to kingdom life. We lost our life for his kingdom purpose. And once you go there, you'll never be satisfied moving outside that joyful experience and relationship. And it's for everyone. Promised land living, where the Lord is our shepherd and leads us beside the waters made still by his presence. Green pastures of his divine provision, opportunity, and opening doors. He will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We lost our baby girl at age 40, mother of three teenagers. Unbelievable. But the grace that God gave us, you just need to see what God can do. He does the impossible, and it's for everyone. And then he prepares a table before us in the presence of all our enemies and accusers. And by the way, our security and our peace does not depend upon a politician, a political party, or a president. We should pray for those leaders, and we should pray that the culture will be impacted and preserve the precious. That's what salt does. And with light, illuminate the way out of the darkness and the ditch of depression and debt and defeat that we're living in as a nation. I mean, we can come together and literally get out of this despair that our nation finds ourselves in today. And I think that's the role of the church. Right now, I'm crying out to Christians to begin to be the family of the perfect Father and love the Father with all our heart, love our neighbor, love one another, and let's lead the people in this prevailing darkness into the glorious light of his protection and direction.
Wow, that is powerful. That's still 40 years later. It's like I haven't even left the room. It's amazing. All right, so a couple things I want to bring up, and I want to make sure we get you in this next section because I want to talk to you about that denominational wall. But let me just say, that dedication you wrote towards your daughter was beautiful. It was a beautiful dedication. It was well done. I'm a person that reads a lot of books. And then I think what you'll find interesting is I was born and raised Jewish, and I have a Baptist and a Pentecostal ordination. So I understand the idea of getting to denominational breakdowns and getting to the understanding that people can get so caught up in the work of the Lord that they forget the Lord of the work. And that's a big deal. And that, you know, that's an important element for all of us to understand. I want people to recognize that in this book, you talk about different stories. You talk about unity and healing and heart for the lost and provisions and God's hand in history and God's hand on his church. You're telling people there are encounters, there are amazing living opportunities, both from the past, the present, and in the future. And the book really highlights that, doesn't it?
It definitely does. And I pray that people will realize that it was written to show what God can do with any yielded vessel. Even though you came up in the most difficult circumstances and you may see yourself as one with so little ability. And in my case, I was so shy. I wouldn't eat in a school lunchroom. I ate by myself. I would not give a report in a classroom. I took a zero. And for God to call me and give me the boldness so that within 1 year at age 19, called to preach at 18, Billy Graham hears about what's going on and literally set up our entire organization, saying to me as a teenager, "You're going to need this, son." And we've been friends, and I've been close to Franklin. He was on television with us this week, and glorious response on life today. The point is, God will use everyone listening. There are no small parts or unimportant parts in the body of Christ. The most difficult organs in our body to see are the vital organs. And a lot of times people don't realize that the ones who are praying and supporting the proclamation of the gospel, they're the bottom line in getting the message of transformation out because of their prayers and their faithful support. Missionaries can have a full heart but empty hands if Christian people don't enable them to assist the suffering. So please understand your importance, and I pray you read the book and get the message that I think God wants us to hear.
All right. Can you do me a favor, James? This has been a tremendous honor for me, and we got to take like a 2-minute break, and then we're going to come back. And then I just want to share with you something you don't know that happened in the early part of your ministry, because you get to see certain things when you're in an arena or when you're at a place, but there's sometimes you don't get to see the ripple effect. And I just want to share it with you so you can know that what you're doing does have an impact on the people you see, but has an impact way beyond what you can see. So can you hang on with us for about two more minutes?
Yes, sir. I look forward to hearing that.
I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to go to Amazon.com and pick up this book right now, Living Amazed, How Divine Encounters Can Change Your Life. This book is going to make an impact on you that will change the way you approach life, ministry, and your walk with the Lord. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and come right back. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Christ's sacrifice of himself for us motivates us to sacrifice ourselves for others.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Bill Crowder. The National Portrait Gallery in London, England, houses a treasure of paintings from across the centuries, including 166 images of Winston Churchill, 94 of William Shakespeare, and 20 of George Washington. With the older portraits, we may wonder, is that what these individuals really looked like? For instance, there are 8 paintings of Scottish patriot William Wallace, but we obviously don't have photographs to compare them to. How do we know if the artists accurately represented Wallace? Something similar might be happening with the likeness of Jesus. Without realizing it, those who believe in him are leaving an impression of him on others, not with brushes and oils, but with attitudes, actions, and relationships. Are we painting a portrait that represents the likeness of his heart? This was the concern of the Apostle Paul. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, he wrote in Philippians 2:5. With a desire to accurately represent our Lord, he urged his followers to reflect the humility, self-sacrifice, and compassion of Jesus for others. It has been said, "We are the only Jesus some people will ever see." As we in humility value others above ourselves, we will show the world the heart and attitude of Jesus himself. Take inspiration from God's Word wherever you go with the Our Daily Bread mobile app. You can set reminders to read the devotionals and even take notes. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefield's ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Getting blessed beyond blessed. Hanging out with James Robinson. I'm just like I'm like a kid in a candy store. That's kind of hard to explain, but let me explain. And James, I greatly appreciate you hanging on. I'm going to tell you two stories. First story is when you first went through your experience with the plumber, and you shared that in the very beginning. I was one of the people that heard it in like the first month and a half or two of you sharing it. That is, and then you did a teaching on works of the flesh and the division, using the NASB, the divisions between churches as being works of the flesh, that was one of the reasons as a Jewish believer that I decided I was going to get a multi-denominational ordination so that I can cross the bridge between all these different denominations, specifically from that experience you had in sharing that teaching in Galatians chapter 5. That's the first thing. That's a little thing, but that's a cool thing, right?
Yes, yes, sir.
This will blow you away. Do you remember a gentleman in Arizona named Hal Sachs?
Hal? Yes, I do.
There you go. Hal Sachs put together a meeting where he had different pastors come together and listen to you teach. And my brother and I were there, and two other people were there, and we were in a church that was a self-evolving shepherding church, much in the style of a Jim Jones and a David Koresh mentality. And you prayed for my brother. He came up to you and talked to you. He had red hair, and he said, I'm stuck. I'm stuck in my faith. I'm stuck in what I think is kind of a cultic-like church. I don't know what to do. And you prayed for him. And it's just one of those, you know, people getting up in line and you're praying for him. 4 weeks later, he broke out of the church. A month later, he broke me out of the church. 3 months later, we broke other people out of the church. And this was, by all definitions, this was a cult that was emerging worse and worse and worse. And the Lord used that moment, that pivot, to break false teachings, to break bondages, and to release ministries across the United States, because from that bondage-breaking process, the majority of us went back into ministry, refocused our efforts, made the commitment to make sure that we never left our first love, made sure we had right relationship to right ministry, and spread it throughout the entire United States of America.
Praise God. And that is a beautiful, beautiful testimony. And you know, I really do think that, well, this is my prayer, David, that people reading Living Amazed will encounter God in such specific ways that they're going to experience freedom they never imagined, but they're going to also go on to share that freedom. And, you know, most Christians are prisoners in the promised land. And that is so sad, because God wants to bless us and through us bless others. And if we will yield our lives to him, clay in the potter's hand, he will shape us into a vessel of honor and accomplish miraculous things, just like the testimony you just shared. And God knows there are so many people in bondage right now that need to be set free. They are prisoners in the promised land. I'm going to be teaching in a few weeks on television how to live amazed. And that's going to go for several weeks. Sheila Walsh is going to be adding to some of the points I make, because she was so defeated and needing psychological treatment for depression. Dudley Hall, who is a great Bible teacher, who was instrumental in seeing me find the freedom and introducing me to Milt Green and to the power of God to deliver us. So I just really pray people will get the book, encounter the Lord, share the Lord, and experience divine encounters for the rest of their lives.
You know, I got to think that as you wrote this book, because you've written several books, I mean, bestsellers, I mean, you've done phenomenal work in the realm of communicating to the body of Christ. When you finish this book, I have to ask you this, because it's the host in me, so you have to bear with me. What did you look at when you finished the book and you look at the book and you went, wow, you know what? I really didn't realize this. After you wrote the book, was there something that caught you that you caught more than were taught as you finished the book?
Well, I realize that my whole life has been a miracle journey, but I should not be the odd individual. It should be the normal. The first four chapters of the book of Acts must become relevant to us today. I would suggest every person listening, try to read those perhaps before you retire for the night. And just know that what happened in that New Testament church that made an impact on a culture far more pagan and idolatrous and wicked than even we are today, we can be like those people in the New Testament. and we will be so full of truth that we can't help but speak the things we've seen and heard. That's my prayer for every person listening to us, every person who reads the book, and for every believer to become the witnesses he left us here to be. He didn't leave us here to get out of here. He left us here to give people glimpses of his glory and the kingdom to come by revealing the kingdom that is in us now in supernatural power, so that when he's lifted up, he'll draw all men to himself. That's my prayer.
Wow. Fantastic. Fantastic, James. I mean it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to go to Amazon and pick up Living Amazed. I mean, you got to pick up this book, Living Amazed, How Divine Encounters Can Change Your Life. Some of you are looking for a change. You need a change. Why not get some material that might help you recognize that that change might be closer than you think, around the corner where the Lord is waiting to pour himself into your heart. Also, check out Life Today. You can go to lifetoday.org so you can check out the different ministries that James is involved with, the show, and get a chance to get connected to Living Amazed and find some amazing living yourself. Excellent job, James. I really appreciate you taking the time. We pray the Lord blesses you 100-fold. And I just want to tell you how much I personally appreciate the ministry that you've poured out. You'll never really know all the faces of the people that you've touched and changed, but it's more than you can imagine.
Thank God. David, you bless my heart today, and may your testimony be multiplied many times over. That's my prayer.
All right. Thank you, brother. God bless, and have a wonderful rest of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
A fire is never a secondary interest. It always claims total attention. Bells ring, whistles blow, traffic stops. The fire must be attended.
Billy Graham.
Sparks are now flying that could ignite the world at any moment. In these climactic days when the hearts of men are failing them for fear, what are your resources? Where do you draw your strength? What is your hope?
The best resource for strength and hope is God's Son, Jesus Christ. He died so that your sins could be forgiven. That means you can have peace in this life and look forward to heaven when you die.
It is a fact that God sent his Son into the world. It is a fact that God's Son died on the cross for your sins and that there is forgiveness at the foot of the cross. And it is a fact that all this happened because God loves and cares.
Want to learn more about God's Son, Jesus Christ? Go to findpeacewithgod.net. From the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. God's holiness is evident in everything he does, particularly in creation, the law, and judgment. But perhaps the supreme expression of his holiness is seen in his sending his Son to die on the cross for our sins. You see, God paid the highest price, but it was the only price that could satisfy his holiness. Jesus Christ, his Son, is himself the Holy and Righteous One. He was given on the cross to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. God's holiness is so infinite, our unholiness is so great, that only the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God's Son, could pay for the enormity of our sin. thank God that He sent His Son to die for your sins so that you could be holy and blameless before Him. This is John MacArthur praying that you're continuing to be portraits of grace.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. When you lay down your own life for me,
love, it's a love that lives inside. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Nah, too many people doing as good as I am right now. I'm just being honest. It's like, you see, here's the thing. The thing is, when people go into like a candy store, right? They're like, oh, candy, I love this candy. Well, that's how I used to get when I would go into a Bible bookstore. I don't know. Christian bookstores, to me, I get all excited because there's all this material and blah, 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 blah. And so that's just like one of the guys from my past, you know, 35 plus years ago, 3.5 decades ago. And his life was extremely impacting on my life. And he doesn't even know. And that's kind of like what I think is cool about the Lord is, you know, it was cool that I got to share it with him. But, you know, he could have gone his whole lifetime and never heard that. And that would have, it was phenomenal because at least I got to share that with him. But there's impact that you and I have that we never know. One simple act, one simple prayer, one simple word, one simple moment can change the direction of a person, of a situation, of a circumstance beyond what we can know. That's why God is cool, because it's like he does all this stuff, coordinates all this stuff. He knows each nuance. We don't. He does. And that's what's great, because we serve a God who does that. It's like, yeah, love it. Just absolutely thrilled to death about that. Excalibur Roofing is one of the sponsors of the last couple hours. I want to make sure that if you've got anything going on roof-wise, it's Excalibur Roofing. I don't really think we got to, say this 1,000 times. You got a roof thing? Excalibur Roofing. Boom. ExcaliburRoofing.com, Facebook, Excalibur Roofing, or give them a call and say hi, or pray for them. It doesn't matter. 760-743-8803. What if your prayer for Eric and Ingrid leads them into the discovery of the wisdom of the Lord in a new ministry? You don't know. Maybe we can be maybe giving in that way and just investing in the kingdom of God that way. Also, don't forget about my great friend Steve Wheeler, who is already traveling and doing all the things he's doing, but he's making fun of me being a grandpa. That's what I like, Steve. He's the Tonka truck for his grandson. That's a pretty good title, by the way, for a grandpa. Don't forget Whitefields. They're taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth. They're helping rural pastors with financial and educational and moral support. They're helping bring clean drinking water into villages, not charging anybody anything, but that so people don't have to drink out of cesspools. And they're networking different ministries and missionaries together, which is an important part of the collective work of advancing the gospel. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org to check that out. Whitefields.org. Last thing I'm going to mention to you, don't forget about our half-price tuitions. They've been doing really good, and you have an opportunity to have a tuition at half the cost of what it would normally be. We've got some schools on our website, kprz.com. And if you decide, I don't see the school that I'm interested in, don't worry about it. If you send me an email, most of the time, I'm still able to coordinate something to help people out. You just send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. I cannot guarantee it, but I can try. And the worst that can happen is it doesn't work, but maybe it does. Maybe there's a school not listed, and maybe it's $5,000 or $6,000, maybe it's $10,000, $20,000. I don't know. And maybe we'll be able to work something out where you pay half that. That's kind of a nice deal. All right, let's get into our DDD. I'll come down off the cloud in a minute. Our DDD is entitled En Route. And do we have a sound for this? Do we have some kind of noise?
But it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight.
Yeah, what was that from? Who was that from? Was that like FedEx or UPS?
FedEx, and it was that fast-talking micro machine guy that was in the commercial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that guy.
David Adonis.
Well, absolutely positive it has to be the overnight. So you're thinking, why did you do that? What's that? And why would you call it in route? Thank you for asking. Now I'll tell you. Because Habakkuk, it's not Habakkuk, Habakkuk, chapter 2, verses 2 through 3 says this: "The Lord answered me, write down this vision, clearly inscribe it on tables so one may easily read it. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It testifies by the end, about the end, and it will not lie. Though it delays, wait for it, since it will certainly come and not be late. The Lord answered me, write this down, clearly inscribe it on tables so one may easily read it. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It testifies about the end and will not lie. Though it delays, wait for it, since it will certainly come and not be late." When it positively, absolutely has to be on time, you know where you find that? You find that when it's a promise from God that's en route. Now, the hardest element in patience is to wait for the Lord to do what we believe he's going to do. Patience, the hardest part of that part is just waiting on the Lord. And in Habakkuk, he's very clear that as he is writing down for the Lord, he's supposed to write down a vision. He says, clearly inscribe it so anybody can easily read it, which is a nice way of saying use big letters. Use big letters so everybody can read this super easy. This is what I'm going to tell you. It's a vision for an appointed time. It's talking about the end. It will not lie. Listen to this. Though it delays, wait for it. Oh. You know what the difficult element in prayer is? I think most people will recognize this. You know, when you pray, there are three answers, typical answers. There's more than three, but three basic answers when you pray. When you ask God for something, there's this answer: yes. And when a yes answer comes, that is it. If God says yes, it is done. There is another answer that comes from God. It is an answer that we receive, and that answer is no. And before you get all huffy and puffy, Jesus got yeses and nos. The answer was no in regards to the cup being able to be removed from him. So that was a no. But there was yes on so many other levels, right? God says yes, God says no. And the one that you can't stand that's even more irritating than anything else is this one. It's the same one when you call Time Warner or Spectrum or Verizon or Walmart or Best Buy. Hi, welcome to Best Buy. Can you hold, please? Thank you. Hi, welcome to Walmart. Can you hold, please? Thank you. Hi, welcome to Verizon. Can you hold, please? Thank you. You don't even get to say yes or no. They just put you on hold. Have you ever noticed that? It's fantastic. Hi, we're really busy right now and I can't talk to you. Can you hold, please? Thanks. And you're like going, well, that's how God answers prayers too. You go, God, is it a yes or no? And he goes, hold, please. And you're like, because sometimes the answer is wait. And you got to wait. But here's what the Lord says. Though it's delayed, wait for it. You know how it can be irritating waiting on the phone? I mean, if you've ever called anything with the government, no matter what you tell me, you know it's a good 10 minutes, maybe 15. And that's if you call it a good time. And you're just sitting there on the phone doing nothing. Like, I could be doing so many other things right now. I could be, trimming the paint. I can be doing the bushes. You can't do anything. You got to just sit there with the phone in your ear. Right? Sometimes when you pray, the answer is yes. Sometimes it's no. And sometimes it's wait. And though it delays, you got to wait for it. But this is what the Lord says. Hey, you know what? It's coming. It's coming. It's en route. It's there. But listen to this. And here's the big twist. And this is what I want Tugboat Todd to get. Though you have to wait, that does not make it late. Oh, slam dunk. Microphone drop. Boop. I'm done. Though you have to wait, that does not make it late. It's only late in our timing reference. But it's not late. Listen to what the passage says. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It testifies about the end and will not lie. Though it delays, wait for it, since it will certainly come and not be late. God is not late in answering your prayers. God is not behind schedule. The Lord doesn't look at your prayer request and go, oh, he's off the grid. We've made a mistake. The shipping is not working appropriately. Let's get some new trucks and planes and let's get it done. That is not how this goes. Though we have to wait, it is not late because God's timing is perfect. It's our watch that doesn't work. You know, God's not up there going, I had a Casio. What's going on here? Bam, 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 bam. That's not how that goes. How it goes is it's not late, even if you and I have to wait. God's timing is perfect. Yes, no, hold please. Don't forget. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about how the left is trying to deconstruct the American societal fabric.
If you can deny the biological realities of male and female, I mean, really, what's left? If you can literally say that, you know, I'm not a male, I feel like a female, or, I mean, what keeps you from, you know, I mean, there actually is a movement especially in Europe, where people, you know, they think they're animals, like dogs, and they dress up like dogs and cats. I mean, serious, you look it up. But maybe look, is that really that far-fetched when you can deny the very biological reality that you're a male or a female? There is no limit to what can be done if we deny these realities.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
If you were to list all the things needed to have a church, what would you put on your list?
This is Jim Garlow.
I'd like to suggest that for us to have a church, we need to have a mutual ministry. Put another way, the marks of a true church are the preached word, the sacraments properly administered, evidences of discipline, and finally, ministry. What do I mean by that? Ministry that occurs within the body. Not the church having a ministry, but a church that is ministry. Jesus described the meaning of ministry quite clear in Mark chapter 10, verse 45. He said, I did not come to be served, but to serve. Jesus declared further, whosoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. In simple terms, ministry equals servanthood. Both pastor and laypersons, ministering servants together. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. For those people that are asking, what was the name of the book? What was the name of the book that James Robinson was talking about? It's called Living Amazed. Living Amazed. Get that on Amazon right now if you want to. Don't forget, this segment, by the way, brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul, who was in the other day, and did he do a phenomenal job? He was around the corner, and we were trying to coordinate an interview, and he just jumps in, and he comes in and does two full segments, talks about, you know, both his experience with his cousin, which was super fascinating because she is, you know, she's a Muslim, but not a overly committed Muslim, apparently, from that conversation. They just talk about real estate. It just like it was like fun. He did a great job. So, I mean, Sam is that kind of guy that he's a plug and play. He's like the utility guy. Even here at the station, just plug that guy in. He'll do fine. It's great. I love him. So if you've got some real estate, whatever. Is there another word for whatever? Real estate like something or other? Or whatever? Or what's a good word?
Ongoings? Real estate ongoings?
Any kind of real estate smorgasbordy kind of things? Any kind of cafeteria real estate stuff? If you're thinking real estate in any fashion, first of all, if it's not for you, it's for your friend, then we would say...
Send him a Sam.
Okay, that's pretty good. Good job, Don. If it's for you, you go to thinksam.com. Thinksam.com. Simple to go to, simple to remember. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. Thinksam.com for anything real estate. That's pretty straightforward. I got to go with it. All right. We've got our our Facebook post. Do we have a sound for this? We do have a sound for this. I can't remember what the sound was supposed to be, so you'll have to tell me. The title is Get Off the Floor. What do we got for this one?
Oh, don't grovel. One thing I can't stand, it's people groveling.
get off the floor. All right, what does that mean? Can't stand people groveling. Here it is. This is what the Facebook post said. Write me later. There are times in my own life. This is the Facebook post I rotates times in my own life when the only results seem to be me banging my head against a wall. Have you ever had that? Ohio State Ron, when he had his little sign up, he had a little sign Ohio State Ron did on his door, and it was a circle. And right next to the circle, it says "Bang Head Here." It's like, yes, who doesn't understand that? And there are times in my life, there are times in your life, there are times in our lives where the only result seems to be us banging our head against the wall. Like going, this is that. And there's that temptation or that challenge that says that we want to say to ourselves, okay, that's enough. Enough is enough. And then I just want to take my ball and go home. I just want to take my ball and go home. I'm taking my ball. I'm going home. That comes from playing with the other kids your age, and it's none of it's going well, and you're just going to take your ball and go home. That's enough. And have you ever felt that way? You want to just take your ball and go home? I'm taking my ball. I'm going home. Okay, so don't lie for those that are saying, I never felt that way. Okay, sure. Giving up, by the way, is not the answer to that. Taking your ball and going home is not the answer. There's no solution in giving up. Getting back off the floor and trying again is the answer. We have noted on this show, if you want to use the DSL 3 edition on psychological behavior and disorders, you will note that insanity has nothing to do with trying a behavior in a repetitive manner and looking for different results. It has nothing to do with that. All people that say that are just full of baloney. Just never pay attention to that. It means they know absolutely zero nothing. If that was the case, you'd never try to lose weight. You'd never quit smoking. You'd never quit drinking. You never, you know, do any of the things that you should do. You never try and establish good habits or, you know, get rid of bad habits, because why change? It's always the same. It's just like that thinking is like weird. Okay. Here's the reality. You try and you try and you try. And then when you've tried all that, you know what you do? You try again. You try again. It's the little train that could, not the little train that thought, well, I've been diagnosed with a sociological disorder, so I'm not going up the tracks. That's not what the story is. It's, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Remember? And that's repetitive. Right? People come up with the dumbest things, I'm telling you. Don't get me going. That'll start me off that whole thing on three blind mice, which is just a fantastic thing to teach your children. Anyhow, so let's go back from there. The idea is, I don't know what your struggle is, and I don't know how it feels for you. And I don't know when it will end. Some people have actually asked me, how long am I to go through this? I don't know. I cannot answer you. I know that God empowers us so we are able to overcome and to come over whatever is in our path. That I know. Now, how do I know that? Because his word in Romans 8:37 makes it clear that we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And that, by the way, is in connection to 20 different situations and elements in life. So the reality is, as Christians, is this. It's really simple. Ready? We can. You know how they got that thing going in your brain that says we can't? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can. And through him, you can. And through him, you are. You never give up. You never give up, because the truth of the matter is, just exactly as the disciples said to Jesus, where else are you going to go? You going to go to the world to find your deliverance and overcome things? How's that working? The world's what helped you get in the bondage in the first place. You're going to go to yourself? You're what helped you get in the bondage in the first place. You're going to go to Satan? He wants nothing but to put you in bondage. There's only one that wants to set you free and keep you free. His name is Jesus. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.